Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Greetings, my beautiful selfish babe. It's your girl, Olanike Osi, here with another Selfish Talk. And I'm super excited about this conversation. It is Believing is Seeing, Manifestation 101. This is really long overdue. Hey, beautiful selfish babe. I don't know if you're saying anything because I'm not sure if the comments are going to show up. But hey, thank you for tuning in. And if you don't know me already, my name is Vanessa, also known as Olanike OC on social media, and I am a self-love empowerment manifester. And what that means is that I teach millions of women how to selfishly and authentically love themselves so they can actually create a life that they are happy waking up to. And just understanding how and why putting themselves first is super important to their lives and about them living a more happier life. So that is what I do. And today I really want to talk about Manifestation 101 because I believe all selfish babes should understand and know how to do this and know that they are already doing this. This past weekend, I got to be a part of a really, really amazing event called the Goddess Glow Up, if you saw the video. And in that video, I was just talking about womanhood and creation. And when I was talking about that, I gave the example of a woman carrying a baby in her uterus, in her womb area for 9 months, and then giving birth to that child and allowing that child to then make babies with another person and more children coming from that, more generations coming from that. And that even your current existence today is because you are a product of a great grandmother or a great great grandmother or your grandmother. You are a product of that. You are a product of creation. And so it is only natural that you also are a creator in your own life because you are a product of creation. You have that essence, you have that energy within you. And many times when we look at womanhood, when we look at being a woman, we only look at the physical aspect about being a woman. We only see that we can create a baby and that's it. We can bear children and that's it. But what I really want to talk about today is that you can actually create your life. You can manifest a life that you want to see. And for those of you who do not understand what manifestation is, in my personal definition, manifestation is creating a reality that you want to see. That is what manifestation is, creating a reality that you want to see. Currently, you are manifesting whether you know it or not. And the way that you are manifesting is through your thoughts, your words, and the energy that you give off. Because we all have energy surrounding us. And this is kind of what I discussed in the talk that I was talking about. You are made up of energy. Your body is created of energy. And because you have this energy, you can be able to attract a certain energy into your life. It's kind of like Law of Attraction 101. Everything is made of a certain vibration. And it's just being able to tune into this frequency of what it is that you want to be able to attract what it is that you want in your life. And so I'm going to give an example. Let's say that you are currently not where you want to be in your life. You understand that you want better. And I believe a lot of us women out there, we want better. We know better. We know we deserve better and we want better. And I'm going to let you know, there is nothing wrong with wanting better. There is nothing wrong with desiring more for yourself. The fact that you simply have that desire to want better, I think is an amazing thing because you have that energy in your heart and your heart is telling you something. Your intuition is telling you something. It's saying, hey, I want this. Now, how can I get this? And many times we have the desire, but we don't actually act on the how and how we can actually achieve a better life or how we can grow successful or how you can actually wake up every day and be like, wow, I really love the life that I'm living. I really believe that a lot of us wake up and we're not really enjoying the life that we're living. We don't really like the lives that we're living and we know we can do better. We want better, but now it's just about the how can we attain that? And so when we look at the art of creation, when we look at the energy we have as women, and I'm speaking from the perspective of a woman because I am a woman as well, and I like to work with women, but you have a lot of creative energy in your womb area. And I always connect this back to your womb area, to your uterus area, and your whole body itself. you have this creative energy within you, right? And so the new model that I'm going with in my life is that believing is seeing. A lot of times we think it's seeing is believing, and I used to go by this model as well, that seeing is believing. And what I've learned through the law of attraction and what I've learned through manifestation is that whatever you are currently seeing around you has already manifested, has already been given birth to, right? So like, let's pretend the child is already here. The child is already here. So we're not creating the child anymore. The child is already here. The chair is already here. The car is already here. Maybe the house is already here that you may not be happy with right now, right? Maybe the job is already here that you may not be happy with at the moment. All that stuff is already here. So to say that seeing is believing, hey, that's cool, but that's not how you want to manifest. That's not how you're going to create your life. You want to start believing in the motto that believing is seeing. And I've recently just started really, really, really living in this motto. And there's certain things that happen in my life where I'm like, oh, I remember I talked about this and now this is happening because I'm actually being able to see things that I've talked about, things that I have thought about, and things that I have actually meditated on come into my life today. And this is why I want you guys, my selfish babes in this group, to really tap into manifestation, to really tap into your own personal creative energy so that you can manifest a life that you want. I believe that all of my selfish babes can have a whole much more happier life than you're living today. A happier life with the love of your life and just doing what it is that you like to do in your life. And I believe all humans deserve that, but it's being able to believe in ourselves, it's being able to believe in our thoughts, our dreams, and our desires, and really understanding that they're gonna actually come true. So I wanna be able to give a quick little breakdown. I like to call it manifestation 101. And if you guys are saying anything in the comments, I promise I'm not ignoring you. I really just cannot see what you guys are saying at the moment because nothing is coming up. But hey, to all my selfish babes watching, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. So let's get into it. Manifestation 101. Remember what I said? Manifestation is just creating what you want to see in your life, right? This is something I'm working on. Let's say that you want a trip to Jamaica by a certain date. Like, that's what you want to manifest. You want to manifest a trip to Jamaica by a certain date. So the first step in manifestation 101 is to think about what it is that you want to manifest, that you want to create in your life within the next 3 to 6 months. So number one, think about what it is that you want to create in your life, you want to see in your life that is not already here within the next 3 to 6 months. The reason why I say start with 3 to 6 months is because I believe it gives you enough time. And I believe that it gives you enough time personally to see what it is that you actually wanted. And it's still short enough where you're like, whoa, I created this in this amount of time and this happened. So you're able to see it within a small time frame. So think about what it is that you want to see within the next 3 to 6 months, right? And then after you think about what you want to see within the next 3 to 6 months, I want you to believe that it's actually possible for you to achieve this. So for example, the example I gave was a trip to Jamaica, maybe in the next 3 months. So we're in November, so December, January, February. So a trip to Jamaica by February. And so now I want you to believe that that trip is possible for you. This is where affirmations and repetition really come in handy. And this is why I teach affirmations, because I think the perceived hardest part about manifesting or creating what it is in your life that you want to see is the actual believing part. I think a lot of us have a hard time believing that what we want is actually going to happen. But if you don't believe that what you want is actually going to happen, then it's not going to happen. Because that disbelief is an energy that you're giving off to the universe. So like I mentioned, you're all made up of energy, and you give off energy. If you're giving off the energy of, you know, this is going to happen, you are very sure, you have faith and you believe that this is going to happen, then the universe has nothing else to give you but to answer your request. But now if you're giving off an energy of disbelief and doubt, like, oh, I don't know if this is really going to happen, I don't know if I deserve this, and you're just very unsure, then it's not going to happen for you. And the reason why it's not going to happen for you is because that's the type of energy that you are vibrating on. That's the type of energy that you're giving off into the universe. And with the law of attraction, what that is whatever it is you give out, you receive back. Whatever it is that you give out, you receive back. And so if you're giving off that energy of doubt, of disbelief, then that's what you're gonna get. You're not gonna get a trip to Jamaica, right? So I need you to focus on and believe in that whatever it is that you are choosing for yourself to create into your reality is going to happen. You have total belief in that. And sometimes it may take you a few tries or maybe more time to get into that belief state of mind. But I need you to get into that belief state of mind. That is very, very, very important to manifesting. So the next thing, the third step, is to think about actually attaining what it is that you want, right? So I'm giving the example, a trip to Jamaica. So I'm going to sit and I'm going to think about, wow, how would I feel if I was in Jamaica? Would it be nice and sunny? What would I wear? And, you know, what would I get when I'm in Jamaica? What am I going to do? How am I going to feel when I'm on that plane? How am I going to feel packing? So I want you to sit and think about what it is that you want, but think about it as if you've already gotten it. Sit and think about those feelings as if you've already gotten it, right? Because when you sit and think about those feelings and you really get your emotions involved and your emotions attached to what it is that you want, now you are giving off a higher, higher vibration, a higher, higher frequency to the universe, because your emotions play a part in what it is that you are manifesting, whether you know it or not. So that's why it's not necessarily beneficial for you to be in anger all the time, because that's the energy that you're going to give us to the universe. And that's not a very good energy to get back, right? I wouldn't want to get back a lot of anger in my life. So I want you to sit and think about what it is that you want. Oh, hey, Alicia. I want you to think about what it is that you want as if you've already gotten it, and just try to conjure up those feelings of what it is. How would you feel? I know that if I was in Jamaica, I would feel extremely excited. I would feel very happy. I would feel very joyful. I would feel the sun on my back no matter what time of the year it is, because I love to be like in warm weather. I would feel so grateful because I love seeing the nature in Jamaica, right? So let's say you're trying to manifest a trip somewhere that you've never been, right? Let's say you want to go to Bali. Let's say you want to go to Dubai or something like that, or India, somewhere you have never been. And you're like, well, I don't really know how I'm going to feel once I get that because I've never been there before. We have the internet, girl. We have the internet. So you can start Googling what it is that you want. So for example, let's say that you want a trip to India or Dubai or China, look up some videos on YouTube, and I promise you, you will see some people's videos of where they've traveled to or what they've done before. So you can kind of look at that and be like, oh wow, that's cool, or oh wow, I would really like to do that when I get here and here. So I'm just giving this short example about traveling, but you can manifest more than just traveling and more than just a destination. I'm just giving this short example. So once you've conjured up those feelings of what it is that you want, as if you've already had, you're conjuring up those feelings. Now, the last step is going to be taking at least 10 to 15 minutes a day and to imagine it as if you've already gotten it, right? So we took the step beforehand to kind of conjure up those feelings so we know how to be within our visualization in our imaginary world. And so once you have those feelings, the next step is to take 10 to 15 minutes out of your day, go somewhere quiet, bathroom, closet, room, wherever you can find some peace and quiet for yourself, go somewhere. And then I want you to close your eyes. And then I want you to imagine that you've already gotten what it is that you were attempting to manifest, that you are working on manifesting currently. Remember what I said, your new motto is believing is seeing. So right now, what you are doing in Manifestation 101, you are believing so you can see the reality that you want. So you're going to be living in this imaginary world in your head, and you're going to see it so that you can create that into your physical reality. Whatever it is that you are attempting to achieve, whatever it is that you are attempting to create into your physical reality is already here. It's just being able to tune into that frequency, into that vibration, to get it here into the physical reality, because it's already out there in the universe. It's already there. It's about getting it into your own personal physical reality. And that's the part that I want our selfish babes and want you selfish babes to work on, is getting what it is that you want out from the spiritual realm, from the universe, to your physical personal reality, so that you can really start enjoying your life. And so if I'm going to sit and I'm going to visualize Jamaica, like I mentioned, I'm going to think about what I'm going to do in Jamaica. I'm going to be smiling. In my visualization, I'm going to close my eyes like this. I'm going to be smiling because I'm so happy to be in Jamaica. I'm looking at the fruit. I'm looking at the waterfall. I know I'm playing in the water. I can even do hand motions and pretend that I'm splashing water on myself. Do whatever it is that you need to do to really get into that visualization. Do whatever it is that you need to do to really start working your imagination. A lot of times people say when we were children, we were really, really closer to our real selves, because when we were children, we used to daydream, we used to imagine things all the time. Of course, I don't remember that stuff because, you know, I'm older now. But we used to do things like this, and it wasn't seen as like a major big deal. But when it comes to adulthood or being an adult, it's like when we sit and when we imagine or when we daydream, a lot of people look at it as if it's a waste of time. But now that I'm learning a lot more about manifestation and creation and just really changing my own personal reality, I've realized that it's not a waste of time. It's actually a benefit of my time. It's something that I can do that's going to benefit me in the long run, because then the things that I'm thinking about, the things that I'm imagining, is taking a good place in my head. Instead of thinking negative thoughts, instead of thinking about or complaining about where I'm currently am in life, because you may be in a spot right now where you don't like where you are in your life, but that doesn't mean complain about it. That doesn't mean whine about it, because when you do that, same thing, law of attraction. You're giving off that energy to the universe, God, creator, whomever it is that you may believe in, and you're going to get that energy right back. So why not do something else that's more productive? Why not use your time to your advantage? Why not set aside 10 to 15 minutes of your day to your personal advantage to really start narrowing down what it is that you want? I mean, the first step was thinking about something that you want to create in your life in the next 3 to 6 months. For some people, they haven't even thought about what they even want for themselves ever. And it's like, oh, what would I like in the next 3 to 6 months? And you're like, damn, I don't know. Well, now you are giving yourself the time to actually think about what it is that you want for yourself. And I think for as women, that's a big ass deal, because as women, many times you may be thinking about, oh, what your kids want? What do they want for Christmas or the holidays? What do they need? What do I need to get? But this is not about a need. This is about, what do you want? What do you desire for yourself? And really being clear about that. And really giving yourself and showing yourself that love to be able to acknowledge that desire. We have a lot of desires. I know I have selfish babes out there who want a better life, who crave a better life. And you have these desires, but you don't think they're possible, or you feel guilty about having these desires because maybe you have a family, maybe you have people to take care of, you know? I'm going to tell you this. No, don't feel guilty about that, because there's a reason why that desire is in your life. There's a reason why the desire is in your heart. If you continue to ignore the desire over and over and over again, then you're going to be very unhappy, and the desire is going to move to somebody else. That's just how it works. But because you have this desire in your heart, that is completely divine. And now it's up to you to use your creative energy, because you have this godlike power in you to be able to manifest that into your reality. And I just want you to believe that. I want you to believe that you can change your reality. And so if you're a selfish babe out there, I want you to practice these little steps for manifestation 101. I really wanted to make sure that I had a video for you all as a selfish talk, so that you guys knew a little bit about it, so you guys kind of got a clearer understanding of how it works. And I'm going to be making more videos in the future, just so you can kind of gain more clarity. If you have more questions about the steps, or more questions on things that you may be confused of, or you need a little bit more help, just comment below. I'll definitely answer them for you all, and I can definitely make more videos on it. But I want you to understand that you're a woman for a reason. You're able to bear children for a reason. And even if you're a woman who is going through menopause or a woman that's had a hysterectomy, you still have a womb. You still have a uterus area, an area where a baby could have came out of, right? And so because you simply have that, you have this huge power of creation. And a lot of times we are wasting it. We are wasting the power of creation that we have because we simply either we don't know how, or we don't believe it, or we don't think it's possible for ourselves. And if you are in this Facebook group, My Selfish Babe, you're gonna have to start believing that it's possible for yourself. Selfish babes believe they can create whatever the hell they want in their lives. And so if you are working on selfishly loving yourselves, you're gonna have to be able to listen to your desires and to be able to create your desires and to believe that your desires are actually going to happen, that they're actually possible for you. And I want you to get into that believing state. So number one, think about something that you wanna create within the next 3 to 6 months. Something that you wanna manifest in your life that you want, W-A-N-T, not need, but you want this. You want it because you want it. Simply that. Not you don't need any other explanation except that you want it, and that is fine. So my example was a trip to Jamaica, because I know that's something I want. So think about something you want to manifest within the next 3 to 6 months. Number two, believe that it's possible for you. So get into that feeling of believing this desire is possible for me. I know that I can attain this. I believe with my heart and my soul that I can attain this. If you're having trouble on step two, which is the believing, just take time to get into your believing state. Now, how do you believe? By repetition or by affirmations. You can start writing affirmations towards this belief. For example, I can say, I believe that I'm in Jamaica. I believe that I can travel to Jamaica. I believe that I can travel to Jamaica. This is just giving a short little affirmation example of the example that I gave about traveling to Jamaica. So get into the believing part. If you're having a hard time with that, make sure you take time to make sure that you got this down. Get into the believing part. Then I want you to sit and think about how you would feel once you have attracted this into your current life. How do you feel when you've gotten that new house, that new car, that trip to wherever you wanted to go, that new friend, that new job? How are you going to feel? Think about that for a few minutes and conjure that up in your heart. Really try to feel how that would feel to you. I know a trip to Jamaica will make me feel super joyful. I would feel super fulfilled because I love to travel. It feeds my soul. Then I want you to take 10 to 15 minutes out of your day to really sit and visualize what it is that you want to create, what it is that you are manifesting. And I want you to visualize it as if it's already here. I don't want you to think about the how it's going to happen. The how does not matter. That is up to God, creator, the universe to decide. I want you to just think about the end result. So for example, let's say you were at a restaurant and you were like, oh, I want this burger and it has all these things on it. You don't care about how it's cooked. You just wanted to see the burger on the plate. So I just want to, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, think about it as if it's a burger on a plate or whatever it is that you're ordering from the restaurant. When you get it from the restaurant, it comes in front of you already prepared, correct? So whatever it is that you are attempting to manifest, think about it as if it's already prepared for you. You're not thinking about how it's being cooked, how it's being prepared. That shit don't matter. You're thinking about, damn, this burger is in front of me and it looks so damn good. Maybe this smoothie is in front of me and it looks so damn good. You want to think about it as if it's already in your face. It's already done for you. You're already in Jamaica, right? So I'm going to think about, you know, what I'm wearing in Jamaica. I'm going to think about what I'm doing in Jamaica. I'm going to think about the waterfall. I'm going to think about the beaches. I'm going to think about the people that I'm going to interact with. Maybe I'm listening to a reggae song. You know what I'm trying to say? You really want to really get into this. And so when you're visualizing, you can use hand motions of whatever it is that you're trying to get to allow yourself to really feel that energy. And that's basically all you do. And then after that, you let it go. I would say to visualize that, if you can do that once a day, every day during those times, if it's not once a day, then, you know, once every 2 days. But I don't want you to fall off. Like, I don't want you to be like, oh, I was manifesting this and thinking about this like one day out of the month and then expect it to happen in the next 3 months. Only because you're not giving off enough of that vibration, enough of that energy for you to attract it. You want to be able to input more of your energy into that manifestation, into what it is that you're trying to create. So you really want to make sure that you're doing it at least once a day. But when you're doing it, when you're visualizing it, don't like be like this. Don't be like, oh my God, I'm trying to visualize this. I really can't see anything. I'm really trying. Don't do that. That's like a no-no. That's a big ass X. You want to allow it to be gentle. You want to allow it to flow. So for example, if I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about a trip to Jamaica for myself, I'm going to get in a nice quiet place. I'm going to relax. I may have a pillow behind me and I may lay back and I'm going to relax. And then I'm going to be like this. I may cross my legs. I may not. And I'm just going to allow my thoughts to go towards Jamaica. I'm going to think about, oh, that's what I would really like to wear that. I would really like to visit this resort. I'm in the resort. I'm looking over the hilltops. I'm looking over the mountains. As you can see, I'm moving my head side to side with my eyes closed because in my imagination, in my visualization, I'm seeing it in my head. And because I'm seeing it in my head, I'm moving my head as if I'm already there. So when you do it, I want it to really be a gentle flow with yourself. I want you to use that feminine energy that you have as a woman to be able to do things gently. It should not have to be hard. It should not have to be difficult. If you're having trouble with the actual visualization part, then spell it out in your head. Whatever it is that you're attempting to manifest, spell it out in your head. For example, I think I gave this example one time to one of my selfish babes. But for example, purpose. You really want to know what your purpose is and, you know, see like what it is that you're supposed to be doing in life. Then maybe you can't necessarily visualize that for yourself at the moment. So what I want you to do is to spell out purpose in your head. You can even do this. P-U-R-P-O-S-E. Like even that simple motion of spelling out purpose in your head, it gives an order to the universe, God creator. Like, oh, she wants to know her purpose. She really wants to know what her purpose is about, right? So you're going to visualize that and you're going to meditate on that for the next 3 to 6 months because that's what you want to manifest, right? And then you're going to let it go. You're not gonna always be doubting it. You're gonna know that it's already done, that you already have that purpose, and then you're just gonna sit back and wait. But you're gonna continue to give a little bit of your energy towards it each day, but you already know it's already done for you. And then I want you to watch out for signs. The biggest thing about manifestation is some people don't look out for signs. You know, they don't see the signs that are happening. You know, for example, for me, if it was a trip to Jamaica, a sign may be, oh, an ad that shows, oh, look at these flight tickets. They're only $199 or something like that. Like that would be a sign for me as I'm scrolling through the computer. I may see an ad, or maybe I see somebody's Instagram page and they're at this really dope place in Jamaica. I'm like, oh, that's a sign. For example, if somebody was like, oh, I want to find more purpose, I want you to really be awake to the signs around you. I did a recent video about, are you listening to the messages around you? Are you looking out to what the universe, God, creator is giving you, right? And so now that you are working on what it is that you are attempting to manifest, now it's just looking out for the signs and being open to what the signs are. Not to have an expectation of what they are, but just to be open to whatever it is those signs are. Because those little signs that you think are little are really a big thing. And that those signs are really big ways of the universe communicating to you. Hey, love, look at me. It's on the way. Your order is on the way. What it is that you are manifesting is on the way. And finally, keep the faith. One thing I've been learning over these last few weeks, like honestly, these last few weeks have been faith. Faith, 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 faith. My faith has grown so much. And when I say faith, I'm not really saying this from a religious standpoint. If you are religious and you have faith, that's great too. But you don't have to be religious to have faith. You don't have to be religious to manifest. And you can be religious to manifest, and that's fine as well. Manifestation is for everyone. It doesn't matter what it is that you believe in or what you don't believe in. The next thing is faith. And for me, faith is just knowing that whatever it is that I'm manifesting, it's going to happen. And it's like a strong, strong belief, you know, for me. And I've learned that to have faith. Like, that's simply what it is. I've learned it's shown up in my life to have that. And I want you all to be able to have that in your life as well. If you already have faith, I think that's great. But if you don't have faith, I am wanting that for you. Because when you're able to get faith, life becomes a whole lot easier, a whole lot smoother, because you already know that shit's gonna be happening. You already know it's done. All I gotta do is think about it for 10 or 15 minutes a day and boom, it's done. I'm good. Okay, I got faith in that. So really work on developing your faith if that's something that you are lacking in. And it doesn't have to be from a religious standpoint. Just in general, work on developing your faith. But thank you, my selfish babes, for tuning in. I love you guys. If you guys have any questions on Manifestation 101, comment them below. I will answer them, and I will possibly do other videos to help answer them. But I just really want to make sure that my selfish babes understand, yes, selfishly love yourself, yes, authentically love yourself, but you have to know how to manifest. You already are doing it. I want you to intentionally manifest. Now I really want you to intentionally create the lives that you want to see, not just living a life that it's an okay life. I don't want to look back on my life and be like, oh yeah, my life was an okay life. No, my life is the shit. My life was the bomb.com. I got to do so many things. Like, when I get older, that's what I want to say about my life. And I know, guess what? I already know that I will be saying that about my life. I know my life is a well life. That's all I'm going to say from now. I know my life is a well life. But I want you ladies to also be able to look back on your life as an amazing experience, right? And so just don't be okay with average. Just don't be okay with normal. Be unique. Be different. Be special. Manifest that shit. I know you can do it. If you have any questions, just comment below. I love you, ladies. Thank you for tuning in to Another Selfish Talk. Mwah. Bye, loves.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at OlinieGayOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.